How often do we do that in business? We do the same things that we've always done, but we expect a different result. So for example, we continue to post on social media, but we expect to grow our audiences, whereas we haven't been growing them before. And so in today's episode, I am going to give you 5 creative but ethical ways to leverage other brands' audiences for lead generation. So how to reach their audiences in just creative ways that you can be in front of their audiences and work with other brands and provide value and reach their audiences and hopefully at the end of the day, sell to their audiences as well. Hi friends, welcome to She Sells Differently, the show for aspiring women entrepreneurs looking to overcome the fear of selling and grow thriving businesses from a place of authenticity and confidence. I'm Andy Hart, and it wasn't all that long ago that I was a sales executive for a Fortune 500 company, but I knew in my heart that I was called to use my gifts for something more, something different. That's exactly why I created the She Sells Differently podcast. Each episode is going to deliver you business strategies, tools, and mindset shifts to help set you and your brand apart from our culture's expectations. It's time to elevate your sales and build a profitable, sustainable business you're proud of, one built on integrity, grace, and humility. It's time to learn how to sell differently. One of the common things that I often hear from my coaching clients is that they have a hard time marketing and reaching a broader audience. And often they just feel stuck with creating reels or social media posts and just hoping that they have luck reaching audience doing the same thing that they've always done on social media. And I don't know if you've often heard the quote or ever heard this quote. I think it's attributed to Albert Einstein, but the quote says something like this, that if you do the same things that you've always done and expect different results, that is the definition of insanity. And that sounds very direct, but how often do we do that in business? We do the same things that we've always done, but we expect a different result. So for example, we continue to post on social media, but we expect to grow our audiences, whereas we haven't been growing them before. And so in today's episode, I am going to give you 5 creative but ethical ways to leverage other brands' audiences for lead generation. So how to reach their audiences in just creative ways that you can be in front of their audiences and work with other brands and provide value and reach their audiences and hopefully at the end of the day, sell to their audiences as well. So welcome to 5 creative and ethical ways to leverage another brand's audience for lead generation. I'm super excited about this episode today because it gets into thinking outside the box as far as marketing. And when you get to leverage and work with other brands, it really expands your horizons as far as marketing and lead generation. So I'm going to give you 5 different ways that I actually work with other brands to expand my reach and the power of selling today. And some of these overlap a little bit. Not all of these may work for your business, but hopefully this will get the wheels turning for you and get you thinking about different ways that you can think outside the box and not just do the same things that you've always been doing. It is important when you are thinking about overcoming the fear of selling that you are getting creative and thinking about new ways to reach your target audience. So I also want to highlight the importance of ethical collaboration here. You always want to make sure that you are upfront and working with the highest form of integrity. Here at She Sells Differently, we are faith-based and driven with integrity. And so we want to make sure that we do everything with the utmost respect for our entrepreneurial brothers and sisters. And so we always make sure that we lead with integrity when we are working with other brands. And so all of these ways that I'm going to discuss today are very ethical and just great ways to not only promote your business, but they also cross-promote for the other brand as well. The first way that is a fantastic way to leverage another brand's audience is to participate in a stack bundle. These have become very popular as of late. The concept is something like this. A host will create a stack bundle of products and allow various brands to contribute offers to this bundle. So the first one that I have seen do this, and it's a very popular one, is Dan Morris's BC Stack. He puts it on, I believe, every June. It is jam-packed with valuable content for business owners, entrepreneurs, and I think it's roughly like $49, I believe, around that. But the value that you get with this stack is thousands of dollars. So the contributors to the stack, they basically provide a course or a PDF or some type of lead generating content of value to the stack that is normally cost anywhere from $20 to several hundred dollars. And when someone subscribes to the stack for $49, they then, or whatever the stack price cost, they then get automatic access to anything offered in that stack. Now, here's how it's beneficial for you as a participant that contributes something to the stack. When they download your product, they give you their name and their email address. So you are then growing your email list and getting access to the audience there, which is amazing to grow your audience. Not only that, but they are getting access to your content and learning from you. And hopefully you are beginning a nurture sequence to nurture, and they are beginning to know, like, and trust you, and they will eventually buy something from you. So stack is a great way, or a bundle product is a great way, for you to participate and leverage another brand's audience and grow your audience at the same time. Along the same lines, and moving on to number two, is affiliate programs. And this is really kind of coincides with stack bundles. But oftentimes when a host offers a stack bundle, they will also create an affiliate program with that. What that does is it allows you to promote that stack bundle that you are a part of. And when someone buys the stack bundle through your specific link, then you get a percentage of the sales that come through your specific link. So you're also making money off of that affiliate link through the bundle program. So you're gaining followers, you're nurturing followers, and you can potentially be making money as well through that affiliate program. Now, affiliate programs can also work additionally outside of just a stack or a bundle program. You can use affiliate programs to help drive sales and working with other brands. So you may have a program or a product or a service offering, and you may just ask another brand to promote it and give them an affiliate link and offer to provide them 50% of the price of the sale of that program or product when someone purchases that through their affiliate link. And there are a lot of different programs that set up affiliate programs and manage them for you. I personally use ThriveCart. I love it because it's a one-time fee. It's not a monthly cost to ThriveCart. And I will actually, in the show notes, put the link to ThriveCart if you're interested in that. So talking about affiliate commissions, I do get an affiliate commission through ThriveCart. So be aware of that, but I do love working with ThriveCart and highly recommend them. So number two is of working with affiliate programs. Moving on to number three, being a guest on other people's podcast. This is a great way to work with other brands, especially if it's a place where you can provide additional value within your niche. According to Statista, 62% of US consumers listen to podcasts. And according to Pew Research Center, 28% of podcast listeners have actually purchased a product that they heard about on a podcast. There are lots of different places where you can go and find podcasts that are actually looking for guest spots. There are lots of different Facebook groups that their sole purpose is to provide opportunities for podcasts to reach out for guest spots for their podcast by various genres. So lots of different places for you to find opportunities. You can actually just reach out to some podcasts that are within your genre or your niche. So definitely take the opportunity to collaborate with people that are within your realm or your industry and have the same target audience and provide value. Reach out to them. Tell them the kind of value that you can provide and the topic that you want to discuss. And don't be afraid to offer to be a guest on their podcast. Tip number four, writing and submitting a guest article. Guest articles are a huge way to build credibility and reach a broader audience, whether it's a website, a magazine, an organization, an association that's within your industry. You can do a simple Google search and find relevant associations or websites that are often looking for guest contributions. Now, the key here is to make your article relevant and valuable for their audience of readers. It's not the time that you want to sell or necessarily talk about what you do or what you provide. You want to craft an article that is highly relevant and valuable. And share stories of success, something that would be interesting for you to read and would capture your attention. Don't be afraid to send it in to these magazines, these websites. Offer for them to publish it. It's a great way to draw attention to your brand. And last but not least, tip number five, simply cross-promoting with a brand that has the same target market. I talked about in episode number one, not being afraid to collaborate with your peers in the same industry. Oftentimes we view competition as a threat. And instead of looking at it like that, how powerful could you be if you collaborate? Now, this is an opportunity for you to work with brands that not necessarily do the same thing that you do, but perhaps they have the same target market. I'm going to give you a specific example here. I work with a virtual assistant that owns a tech marketing firm. I, as a business and entrepreneur coach, do something completely different. I offer a very different service than she does. However, we have a very same target market, and we have worked to collaborate and cross promote on social media within the same Facebook groups. And it's been highly successful because we each work together. We share the same values. We know each other's work ethic. So when we provide a testimonial for each other's work, And we know when we send one of our clients to work with the other brand, we know the kind of experience they are going to get. And it ends up being a great holistic experience for all of our clients. This is a simple example of cross-promoting with brands with the same target market. So if I could challenge you today, I hope this episode has got the wheels turning for you. It may be as simple as pulling out a whiteboard and start brainstorming of ways that you can collaborate with other brands and utilize their audience. And of course, you can repay the favor and hopefully help them utilize your audience as well, whether it's collaborating in a stack bundle or utilizing an affiliate program or guesting on each other's podcast, writing guest articles, or even just cross-promoting with each other. These are just five simple ways. I just scratched the surface today, but my goal with this episode was for you just to get the wheels turning. So I challenge you to just have a brainstorming session with you and your team. Start thinking of ways outside the box that you can cross promote. And I would love if you would leave a comment today and maybe just one way that you can think of how to cross promote and leverage someone else's brand. I would love today if you would leave a comment and maybe one way that you have thought of that's a creative way to leverage another brand and cross promote your brand. So I hope you've enjoyed this. I hope it sparked creativity, and I will see you next Wednesday. All right, that's a wrap on today's episode of She Sells Differently. Friends, it would be a huge blessing to me if you would take 2 seconds to rate and subscribe to my podcast. New episodes drop every Wednesday. Until then, I'm cheering you on in your entrepreneurial journey. See you next time.